A principal in Racine County who was placed on leave last week says he was fired because of his sexual orientation, and now he's filed a discrimination complaint with the state. It's Tuesday, October 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up here on the show today, many campuses across the UW system are struggling with enrollment declines, but not UW-Madison. They just passed 50,000 students for the first time in the campus's 175-year history. And Sarah Lear will explain more on a newly released budget proposal that would expand a crisis response team to more of Dane County. And the Brewers are getting set for the playoffs to begin tonight. All of that and more coming up. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A principal in Racine County placed on leave last week has now filed a discrimination complaint with the state. Corrine Hess reports that Jeff Peterson alleges he was targeted by the Raymond School Board Administration because of his sexual orientation.
Peterson was escorted from school last week by Superintendent Mike Garvey and two sheriff's deputies. His removal came one day after the school board voted in closed session not to renew his contract. Ben Hitchcock Cross is representing Peterson. He told reporters that the educator's sexual orientation is why he was losing his job.
If Mr. Peterson wasn't gay, then this discrimination from the board would not be happening, and we don't think he would be non-renewed.
Garvey and school board members did not return repeated requests for comment. The Peterson case is the latest in Wisconsin to put school board members and administrators at odds with LGBTQ plus educators or students. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Most state universities here in Wisconsin are struggling with enrollment challenges, but not UW-Madison. They've received more than 63,000 applications this year for less than 8,000 spots in the freshman class. Despite the record number of applications, Wisconsin's flagship university actually enrolled fewer new freshmen this fall than it did last year, and that was to prevent overcrowding in classrooms and residence halls. Among this year's cohort, 48% are from Wisconsin. UW-Madison Vice Provost for Enrollment Management Derek Kendall says the university has exceeded in-state enrollment quotas since 2015.
But we also have to be really sensitive that we are one of several institutions in the UW system and throughout the ecosystem of higher education opportunities within the state.
Now, at those other UW campuses, overall enrollment has fallen by nearly 20% since 2012. Local officials in South Central Wisconsin are taking steps to bring a crisis response team to more of Dane County. As Sarah Lear explains, the model allows professionals other than police to handle mental health and other crises.
It's been 2 years since Madison launched its Community Alternative Response Emergency Services, or CARES, division. After people call 911, dispatchers decide whether to divert calls about nonviolent incidents like intoxication or thoughts of suicide. Now, Dane County Executive Joe Parisi is asking for funding to expand that model beyond the capital city's borders.
There are very many instances in which, for lack of other resources, law enforcement is asked to respond to incidents when really what people need is a mental health professional.
Parisi's request includes grants from municipalities to create their own in-person crisis teams. County supervisors are set to vote on the budget next month. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than two dozen groups are asking the U.S. Forest Service to suspend a logging project in northeastern Wisconsin. The Environmental Law and Policy Center and others want the agency to hold off on logging nearly 12,000 acres in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. They argue the area is mostly made up of older trees that are vital for storing carbon and for fighting climate change. Groups want additional review of the project since President Joe Biden issued new federal environmental policies after it was already approved. Henry Schinnenbeck with the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association disagrees. He says the agency is already managing forests well.
We think they use the best scientific data available to make those decisions, and it has nothing to do with who's in a White House.
Environmental groups reject that. The Forest Service has previously rejected their request to halt logging in the area. ...2021 was a record-breaking year for startup investment in the state, but as Joe Schultz reports, Wisconsin has struggled to keep that momentum going in 2022 and here in 2023.
Investment in Wisconsin startups was down last year, but still higher than before the pandemic. So far this year, it's come in much lower. That's according to Joe Kramer with the Wisconsin Tech Council. He says investments so far this year add up to less than $200 million. That's about $400 million less than last year and $600 million less than in 2021. But Kramer remains optimistic.
I saw this last year as well, where we were kind of worried about the numbers, and it really picked up in October through November and December.
Wisconsin isn't alone this year. Kramer says uncertainty around the economy has also hurt investment nationally. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the Milwaukee Brewers begin their playoff run tonight, and because of that, WPR Evan Casey will be stopping by to give us a preview of the game and let us know how the Brew Crew's looking this time around in the offseason. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
The Milwaukee Brewers are back in the playoffs. They're division champions for the third time in the last 6 years, and they'll be taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks when the playoffs get underway for the Crew tonight. Joining us to help get ready for it is WPR reporter Evan Casey. Evan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start with just a quick recap of how the Brewers got to this point. At one point, it looked like they were fighting for divisional control with the Reds and the Cubs hot on their heels. So how did the Brewers get to this point where they closed things out and moved on to the playoffs?
Yeah, so it was a fun year for the Brewers. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, but this year they won the division. Pretty much in the past month and a half, they've been playing maybe the best baseball in the entire major leagues. They have the best record in baseball since August 18th. Basically, they're using their pitching right now. They have maybe the best starting rotation in baseball. One of the best bullpens, maybe the best closer in baseball, of Devin Williams. Their offense has been streaky, but it has been a lot better as of late. That's largely due to the addition of some guys that they got via trades. One of those guys is Carlos Santana. The other is Mark Hanna. Josh Donaldson as well has been just a huge upgrade to this team's offense as well. So yeah, it's been a really fun season, especially in the past month and a half.
Is that offense for the Brewers the biggest question mark heading into this series? I know that that's been traditionally a refrain in the past. The Brewers have had some really, really, really dominant pitchers, but then those bats can go silent, sometimes just at the worst possible time. Is that still the case as we're heading into this series?
It is a big question mark, but the Brewers' pitching is so good that even if we only get 2 to 3 runs a game, that could still lead us to a victory in some instances. But yeah, it is definitely going to be a big component of the series for sure and throughout the playoffs. Also, hitting home runs in the playoffs is a big deal. The Brewers do not do that a lot. So we'll see if they can really keep up with the Diamondbacks this series. I think they have a very good chance, though. They play small ball very well with Craig Counsell as a manager. That looks like a lot of bunts, a lot of stealing. They use their speed a lot. So I think we have a pretty good chance. It would be great to see some home runs in key spots throughout the series, but it remains to be seen right now if the offense will be good or not.
Is there anybody that we should be aware of on the Arizona Diamondbacks that do well, that Brewers fans going into this should be just maybe aware of in the back of their minds as we're getting ready for tonight's game?
Yeah, so Zach Gallen is a guy that you will definitely hear his name come up a lot this week. He is probably one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. He is just an absolute stud on the mound, and he'll be really good against the Brewers. He's actually already pitched 2 games against us this year. We've only got 1 run against him in 15 innings, so that'll be tough. And then another guy is Corbin Carroll. He is a rookie for this team. He has just had an outstanding season. He's really young, really fast, can hit home runs, and he'll be fun to watch as well.
The Brewers this season, especially during games that are middle of the week at night, they tend to have lower attendance in those games. You think the fans will be showing up now that it's the postseason, or will there still be maybe a little bit of a struggle to pack the house for those games?
I do think they'll pack the house. You know, this is kind of the golden era right now if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fans, just in the past 5 or 6 years here. In that time, just in the playoffs games, they've really done a good job of selling out. Most of those games are being pretty close to a sellout. I know this is the first series, the wild card series, so fans might not even know they're in the playoffs or kind of, you know, be aware of that. But I think as time goes on, you'll see a lot higher attendance. We do have the smallest market in baseball, but we have still finished, you know, in the top 15, top 10 for attendance a lot of years in the past few years here. So I think it'll be a great atmosphere. There'll be a lot of people there. I think it'll be a packed house and very, very loud.
You mentioned that the Brewers are the smallest market in baseball, but they do bring in a lot of fans from outside the city of Milwaukee, all across the state of Wisconsin, to go to those games. It's more of an event than anything else. But some fans are worried that in the next few years here, the Brewers could be going to a different market, and they could be, you know, potentially not playing games in Milwaukee at American Family Field. Where do we stand with those discussions as far as funding and securing a commitment from the Brewers to stay?
So Republican lawmakers announced a plan in September that would send about $700 million to the Brewers. Some money coming from the team, but a lot of that money is public money to basically keep the Brewers in Milwaukee until 2050. And that money would be used for stadium renovations, basically. So in the past few weeks, there's been just, you know, continued discussions about that plan. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's going to be up in the air.
Always interesting when sports and politics collide, especially as the Brewers get ready to make a playoff run, which those games start tonight. Evan Casey, reporter here at WPR, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And that'll do it. A lot of good stuff from Evan in there, especially about that Brewers stadium financing. It's interesting that that's kind of just underneath all of this happening. I wonder if the announcers will bring that up during the national broadcast of the game. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. That will do it for today's episode. I'm Alex Crow, and of course our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You can catch us every single weekday morning. We'll be right here reliably in your podcast feed. Just hit subscribe, and we'll show up here every single weekday morning. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.